It's early evening, immediately after the close of our last episode. Less than an hour ago, Gus Jansen outwitted the guards protecting Suzanne Barclay, held a secret telephone conversation with her. Jansen threatened Suzanne and her mother with all the force of his evil nature. And as Perry Mason is learning, Suzanne Barclay has surrendered to her fear. A moment ago in the girls' room, we heard...
Suzanne, tell the truth now, or what you pretend has happened may happen. The truth you can give us now may be forgotten not because you choose to forget. It may well be lost in your death and your mother's. You say you don't remember Gus, so you can't tell us who he is.
I don't remember anything.
You don't remember Gus, therefore you can't tell us who he is. Gus is safe, and he, in turn, will not harm you or your mother. That is what you think. But you're wrong, Sue. As long as you live, you're a threat to Gus. He'll never rest until he finds a way to reach you and make you forget permanently.
Mr. Mason, it's true, Mrs. Barclay.
I can't tell you something I don't remember.
Suzanne, don't you know how you're hurting me, your mother?
She's hurting other people also.
What?
You know what I mean, Suzanne.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know Francis Riley.
Who?
The young man who tried to help you the night you ran away from Gus.
No, I don't remember.
Well, I'll help you. Look at your left hand. No, turn it over. Look at the palm of your hand.
I don't see anything.
I do. Here.
Oh, the scar?
Where your hand was injured the night you ran away. Francis Riley tried to help you that night. Remember? Well, I'm certain he remembers you. Francis Riley is a nice kid who got mixed up with the syndicate, just as you did. But he is lucky. He's in jail.
What?
He's in jail, but he's alive. And he had courage enough to speak out. He couldn't identify Gus, but he remembered you. And we found you because he helped us. Francis Riley has a mother also.
What, Mr. Mason?
Gus threatened to take vengeance on Riley's family if he talked.
What happened to his mother?
Nothing. Because we kept what he told us a secret. I won't lie to you. When you identify Gus, and we go after him, he'll suspect that you gave us the lead. But as I told you, we will do everything humanly possible to protect you and your mother. But I don't have to tell you this, Suzanne. You know how the syndicate operated. You know because you were part of it.
Suzanne, did you ever know Jane Lamprey?
No.
Or Ruth Abruscato?
I don't remember.
Or Margaret Fallon? Francis Riley is lucky. Those girls weren't. They got mixed up with the syndicate.
How?
You know.
What happened to them?
Jane Lamprey died, Suzanne. Perhaps she took her own life, perhaps not. The police aren't certain. Ruth Abruscato worked for the syndicate as long as she was useful to them. But the excitement and the thrills weren't enough for her. She started drinking. And that wasn't enough. She began to use narcotics. So they kicked her out of the syndicate.
What happened?
No one knows exactly. She really did lose her memory.
What?
The things that happened to Ruth were so terrible that her mind gave way and she can't remember. And perhaps it's just as well. They think they found Margaret Fallon in the harbor. They're not sure because she'd been in the water such a long time.
Those are only a few names from a long, long list of names. The men you are lying to protect have corrupted the lives of scores of young people.
Oh, please.
And you're helping them. Helping them reap a harvest of death and broken lives and shattered hopes. You, Suzanne Barker.
Oh, please. Please, I want to tell you.
Then do it. Do it now before you think about it. Suzanne, you've been beaten down by fear, but a human being was not put on earth to crawl in fear. You ready now to tell me? Tell me now, Suzanne.
Darling, forget that man. Forget Gus.
Mrs. Barclay.
Mr.
forget the threats he made.
You can't forget me, can you, Suzanne? You can't forget. You know wherever you hide, I'll find you.
Suzanne.
Wherever your mother goes, I'll find her.
Suzanne, open your eyes.
If your mother runs, I'll find her. Suzanne, remember what I told you. Even if something happens to me, I have friends who will find her. Hunt her down. Kill her. So lose your brains, my dear. Forget everything. Everything but this. Remember only that I'll get revenge and no one, nothing will stop me.
Suzanne, open your eyes.
Never forget what I tell you, Suzanne.
Suzanne, who is he?
I don't remember. I don't know my name or who I am. I don't remember. I can't help it if I don't remember.
But you do.
No.
We know you do, honey.
I don't remember. I don't remember. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else, no matter what you ask me. I don't remember.
Mrs. Barclay, we'll go out and get a nurse for her, and then I must see you immediately.
No.
We don't dare leave her alone.
Why? Oh.
Come on, Bella.
Oh, Perry, that poor child.
Yes. And just like a child caught in a lie, she weeps and clings to her lie. It's pitiable. It's tragic. Because while she breaks her heart, the man responsible is free as air. Della, while I'm phoning the doctor, see if you can reach Halverson.
Meanwhile, far across the city, the man who possessed Suzanne Barclay with evil terror now smiles at the pretty girl beside him.
Comfortable, Katie?
Oh, your car rides so smoothly, it's like floating.
Freeze the air. Yeah, I know the feeling.
But I don't like it when you drive too fast.
Now, Katie, are you still angry with me for that? Please don't be.
I wasn't angry exactly. I was scared.
But it was fun.
Fun?
It was thrilling, wasn't it, Katie? It was exciting. You loved it.
Oh, yes. In a way, it was thrilling. Stop here on the corner, Gus.
We're a block from your house.
Yes, I know, but I'd better get out here.
Kate, when are you going to let me meet your family? Are you ashamed of me?
No.
Then let me meet them, please. I want to know your folks.
Well, sometime.
Soon. Make it soon. I like you, Katie. I like the color of your hair, the way your eyes look out at the world as if you aren't afraid of anything. I like the way you walk and talk. I like you.
I'm glad.
You like me, Katie?
Of course. Or I wouldn't go out with you.
I hope you mean that, Katie.
I do.
And I'm glad. Because it's important.
Oh,
Kate.
There's Pa.
What?
My father, on the other side of the street.
Introduce me.
Oh, please, Gus, some other time. Thanks again, Gus. I had a wonderful time.
So did I. And don't forget, Katie.
Hmm?
Remember you like me. Don't forget that. Good night, dear.
Well, Sue Barclay liked August Jansen at first. You know what happened in time. What do you think will happen now? You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?